Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
All right, I'm calling. They were supposed to switch me over to the fraud department.
Yes, this is a fraud department.
Okay, I have a charge on my Visa bill here for $59.89, and it doesn't belong to me. I don't know what the product is.
See if I can pull up the account. And this is Patrick Slanery?
Yep. Yes, it is.
One moment.
And count.
Okay, Mr. Slanery. Oh, they had it. Mr. Flannery, I'm sorry. I do have the account pulled up, but if you can verify your address.
Everybody keeps asking that. It's like going to the hospital, you know? Do you know your name?
No, I don't know my name.
Yeah.
The reason I asked is because when the representative sent the call over, he or she accidentally spelled your last name with an S. So then when I actually pulled up the account, it's F. Slanery.
Yeah. Well, whatever way you want to spell it, but I just don't want this charge.
Okay. And verify for me, please, your address, please.
All right. I stand up and cross my heart, like looking at the flag. 43 Water Wheel Way.
Okay. Yes. And that's Glen Mills, PA. All right. I have the account pulled up, and let me check and see what was ordered.
Okay,
so it looks like, do you recall entering in a contest or completing a survey? Anything like that for Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No.
Okay, never completed a survey, entered a contest. Now, the email address I have is oplanp@hotmail.com. One moment. And then the phone number that you're calling in from, it also matches what's on the account, 610-459-4101. And do you think anyone in your home could have done it?
No, I'm the only one here. Well, the dog might have, you know.
Okay, because
she is smart.
The information we do have on the account is your information. We do take fraud very serious. This information will be passed on to corporate, and if corporate needs to reach out to you regarding the charge, can you be reached at the phone number you're calling in from?
Yes. Are you going to take this off, this charge off or not?
Well, I plan to, but first I had to make sure the account is handled correctly. And again, corporate will reach out to you.
What does that entail?
Well, that entailed me asking you a series of questions to determine if it was fraud. And again, since all of the information that we have on the account is your information, it will be escalated to corporate. I did refund the $59.89 as a courtesy. And if they need to reach out to you, they will contact you with the number you're calling in from. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of that charge.
Okay. So you are going to take it off, right? Correct.
$59.80 has temporarily been credited back to the account.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed to know.
Okay.
And they can reach out to me. I don't know how far they can reach, but they can, you know, stretch away.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer care. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.